Well, welcome. Good morning. This is the Prayer Closet. It is that time we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-889-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And we will pray for you. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out. So don't let that hinder you from getting the prayer you need. If it's something personal, you don't even have to tell us your name. God knows who you are. That's what matters. We just want to pray for you. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you this day that we can come together in prayer, that we can come together to support one another, encourage one another, and help one another in the ministry of prayer. We pray that you would strengthen and encourage the hearts of all the people today, that they would walk in your power and in your might and in the hope of your Spirit as you work in them and through them to accomplish good and great things. And Lord, we pray that you will answer these requests that have been brought forward today, as we know you will, because you are good and faithful, and that they will see your power work in their lives and give glory to your name. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And on this Martin Luther King Day, we have made it a tradition here at at the Prayer Closet that we broadcast or play his entire I Have a Dream speech. And normally at this point I bring a message, but on this day we're going to have the Reverend Martin Luther King bring the message for us. And so we're going to hear the entire speech that he gave that day on the Washington Mall. One of the most famous speeches ever, delivered August 28th, 1963. And one of the most, many consider the greatest speech in American history. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll come back with your prayer requests. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. This is the Reverend Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty, in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. There's no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must now struggle on the high plane of unity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate to physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny. And they have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. And as we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our bodies, heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the cities. We cannot be satisfied as long as the Negro's basic mobility is from a smaller ghetto to a larger one. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, we are not satisfied and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities. Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed to an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day in Alabama with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together. Noel be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's cry. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
That was the I Have a Dream speech, the Reverend Martin Luther King, delivered in August of 1963. And just a couple of prayer requests in. First of all, a listener asking for prayer for their mother who's in the hospital with a stroke. She's staying another night there and doing tests because they don't know if it is a stroke or something else. She had some recently had some cancer removed from her nose, and just asking for prayer for her help and watch over her. Lord, we do lift this listener's mother up to you as she's in the hospital now, suspecting a stroke. We don't know exactly, but Lord, you know. You know exactly what is needed here. You know exactly what's wrong and exactly. And so, Lord, we pray that you would bring healing to this listener's mother, healing to her body, strength to her body. Lord, we pray that there would be that they would be able to discover what's going on and be able to treat this, that she be restored to full health and full function, that there would be no further complications or problems. She would be able to return home quickly. As we lift her up into your care and into your hands as the great physician, the great healer, and pray that your healing hands would be upon her and your healing work would be done in her life. And we ask this in your name. Amen. And I think it'd be appropriate to just take a moment to pray for our country. It's Martin Luther King Day, as we all know the situation. There's concern over the inauguration and further violence and things like this. And just obviously our country in need of great prayer right now. Lord, we do lift our nation up to you, and we pray for a spirit of peace to come over our nation. Lord, we pray that you would cool those hot tempers that are out there. You would calm our hearts. Lord, we know there's a lot of anger, a lot of resentment, a lot of bitterness. And Lord, we know that Satan is trying to do a work of division to bring apart this nation. So Lord, we pray that you, first of all, that we would turn our hearts back to you. We know that much of what we're suffering is because we've turned away from you and we've abandoned your word and your truth. So we pray, Lord, first of all, that we would turn our hearts back to you as a nation and as a people. That we would seek after you for our help and our hope. Not in any politician or political party, but Lord, that we would find our hope only in you, because indeed you are our only hope. And Lord, we pray that as we turn back to you, you would heal the divisions in our land. You would bring about reconciliation. You would soften our hearts toward one another. Lord, that we would come together as a nation and as a people to love one another and care for one another, and to build a nation that is safe and secure and free for all our people, and that everyone can share fully in those benefits. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. Oh, we got one more just popped in. We got one more that just popped in. And a friend's daughter is being tested for a liver transplant. Lord, we do lift this young lady up as she's been tested for this liver transplant. Lord, we pray that you would find a match for her. Lord, pray that this would be a match, that she would be able to get this transplant that she needs, and that this would go smoothly. There would be no problems, no complications, that the new liver would take, and Lord, that there would be just full healing for her in this. And we pray this, Lord, that you would work your might and your power to bring healing to her, healing to her body. We pray this in your name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. Remember, if you have a prayer request, you can always get that to us by emailing or texting at prayer@yeshome.com. You can call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's always folks here who'd be happy to pray with you at 419-389-0893. Or go online to our website, yeshome.com, click on the chat now button, get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. This has been the Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.